Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the radio show with Cindy Sharp.
Cindy Sharp.
You know the girl. She's all heart.
So full of heart.
She got your back.
Yeah.
Helping you to let go of the lack.
Let go of that lack.
Yeah. That's what sharpening your spirit radio is for. Okay, sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Ignite your purpose and heal others starting today. It's your home. Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today.
Okay.
Sharpening your spirit radio is here to say. Accept yourself and heal others starting today. Loving you is.
Well, good morning, and it is the Sharpening Your Spirit podcast. And we are so thrilled, I am so thrilled, that you have tuned in. And you know what we do today on Friday mornings. It's 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. And today we're going to talk about healing or revealing. So here on the Sharpening Your Spirit radio show and podcast, we do two things. One, we inspire people that are being called to the light workers of the world, to heal themselves so they can, in turn, start a business and share their gifts. The other thing that we do is on Sunday mornings, we have a beautiful show or two that we put on called The Messengers. And on that Messenger radio show, we invite the who have stepped into the light. The people that are really out there heeding the call, that haven't given up, that are out there doing what needs to be done to heal the world. And again, that show is called The Messenger Show, and it's on Sunday morning. So tune on in. It's a beautiful way to start your Sunday. So, again, it's welcome, and this is Cindy Sharp, your host and your coach, and at Sharpening Your Spirit Coaching and Training, we just want you to know that you are loved and that you are welcome here and that you are honored, and whatever you are on the path of giving your gift to others, we are here to support you and love you. So today, with this 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive, healing versus revealing, or healing or revealing. And, you know, this came to me the other day when I was thinking that, you know, there's so many of us as light workers, as healers, that are trying to get our message out in the world. And, of course, to get truly open with getting our message out in the world, there's one big thing that we need to do. And, of course, that is sometimes our own personal healing or our own acceptance, as I call it, of your gift, so you can actually open up the closet doors and really walk out into the world as you, as the true you that you are, and caught up a lot of times in thinking that we need to be healed. I teach a class called Blocks to Blessing, which is a workshop. And a lot of times in the workshop I talk about, is it really that we need to heal something? Because I think when you're coming from that energy of something needs to be healed, that you're coming from the energy that something is wrong. Instead of coming from that energy that everything is perfect, everything is going perfect, you are being called to the light to come out and share your gift in a bigger way. And it's not that you need to heal something in yourself before you make that step and you go there. It's that you need to allow yourself to reveal your true self. Reveal your true gift. You already are perfect just the way you are. There is nothing that needs change. Nothing that isn't going right correctly and perfectly with the laws of the universe in this moment for you. And so sometimes when we come from the energy of I need to be healed, we're sending some resistance out to the universe. Resistance, and the resistance is there's something wrong, and I'm coming from the energy of there's something wrong. And do that right now, focusing on your heart and just revealing your pure truth and your pure love being to the world. So that's your pure truth and your pure love being to the world and to the universe. And as we know, you were created as the most perfect love rock that was just put here on earth for this grand gift of yours to be shown, for this grand gift of yours to heal others and heal the world. Been called to the light. That's why you are a healer or a light worker. So let's talk a little bit today, and you know how this works. We don't have a lot of time in this 15 minutes to drive to keep your spiritual business alive, but what we do have is we have enough time to open our hearts up to looking at things in a new way or a different way. And we also have enough time to just put a few little joy drops on your spiritual business or on your spiritual healing gift to be able to move it into that flow, into that God flow where you're just moving forward every single day a little bit better, in a little better way, just rocking with the universe in your love gift. Please share it in a bigger way. Well, let's just talk about a few things. You know, I think that it's nice to have some ideas of what can I do to start revealing my true self and not coming from that energy of that I need to be healed. Revealing your true self and not coming from that energy of I need to be healed, which is in resistance to the universe because there's nothing that needs to be healed. You are perfect in the image that you are. You are perfect in the energy that you are. In every moment that's going on with you in your day, whatever that may be, it is the perfect moment. So a few things to talk about, just things in mind for this perfection of yours. How do you remind yourself and how do you make sure that on a regular basis that you're not moving back into that energy of, oh, gosh, you know, I'll step forward in a bigger way when I heal this. I'll step forward in a bigger way when I accept myself and I love myself unconditionally. I'll step forward in a bigger way when I learn something new because maybe I just don't have the certificate yet to do what it is that I want to do. You know, those are all things that are resistance. When you're into revealing yourself, you're just allowing every layer to be peeled off day by day by day. So here's a few little ideas. So first off, what is your keynote speech? I like to call it the keynote speech. And what that means is, what are those thoughts that every day you're layering in yourself? What are you telling yourself? Is your keynote speech to yourself filled with joy? Is it filled with love? Is it filled with possibilities? Or is it filled with blame? Is it filled with shame? Is it preventing you from walking into revealing your gift because you're feeling there's so much that needs to be healed? So think about what your keynote speech is. What are you saying to yourself every day? So here's a few little things that I say and that I teach my clients to say. So first off, I start my day with, this is a really good day. It's a really good day. How simple is that? That I just am open to the universe love by allowing myself to say in a way where I'm putting the energy forward into my day, this is a really good day. The other thing that I do that I teach my clients, and I do it with my own business, and that is I don't really know how to do this, but Spirit does. So instead of me thinking there's something wrong with me, I need to fix this, I need to, you know, I have to get the answer, I have to know how, I say, it's okay. I am Spirit. Spirit already knows how to do this. And then I take steps forward. And I help my clients do that because that's a big thing when it comes to, you know, starting your healing business. I also make sure that I remind myself and I remind all the others that we are the wisdom of the universe. So when you are revealing your greatest gift, when you are coming out of the closet of that I'm a spiritual entrepreneur or I have a gift, and you're getting that tap, 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 reminding yourself that you are the wisdom of the universe. You are not your shortcomings. You are not the things in you that you feel need to be healed. That's just your human side talking to you. You are perfect in every way. Everything that I always suggest is find the right support. You know, it's really difficult sometimes to come out of the box, to honor 100% who we are and to really reveal 100% of who we are, the perfection of who we are. If we are surrounded with people that aren't willing to honor us, that aren't willing to honor our gifts, that are not willing to lift us up. So whether it is a, you know, beautiful group of friends that lifts you up, whether it is a coaching group or some kind of a spiritual group that you get in, that you lift each other up, or whether you hire somebody to, like a coach like myself, that is your cheerleader, that sees the beauty in you and allows you to reveal that beauty to another person. Here's what I know. Find that one person or find that group, whoever it is, and when you look around your life today, whoever there is in your life that isn't loving and supporting of you and is any judgment of you, how it's perfectly okay to allow those relationships to be who they are, maybe allow them to grow off, but allow yourself to honor yourself enough to follow the tap. And that's the last one, is listen to the tap of life. I always tell my story about how I was tapped, I was pushed, and finally I got a big fat brick on the side of the head, and that was a stroke, which I call my stroke of life. And I certainly could have made my life much easier if I just started listening to those small little taps. And so you're getting these taps on a daily basis. The universe is reaching out to you. The universe is encompassing you with love every single day, lifting you up to this calling that you're being called, lifting you up to this gift, whatever that gift is. Listen to the tap. Don't ignore them anymore. When you get a, you know, thought through your head that is loving, and it comes through again and again and again, and maybe it's, oh, I should call so-and-so, or, oh, maybe it's, oh, I should go to that so-and-so meeting today, or whatever it is, maybe I should pick up that book and read it, whatever it is, whatever those taps that you're getting, and remember, the taps from the universe are the yes taps. If you think you're getting no taps,
or you're getting, you know, a lot of, you know, negative messages, those aren't the universe talking to you. That's probably you talking to you. And it's okay to not think about that I have to heal those thoughts, but just reveal the higher thoughts, reveal the more loving thoughts. So that is our 15 minutes to thrive to keep your spiritual business alive. And what I want you to know as we end today is that you are a beautiful being of the divine. In you is already perfection. So instead of laying, you know, this resistance into the universe, and resistance comes from that I need to be healed, I need to be fixed, I need to have another, you know, I need to know more, whatever it is, just reveal who you truly are by taking a small step today, a small step by maybe changing your keynote speech, a small step by realizing that you are the wisdom of the universe, a small step by finding the support that you need, and listening to the loving path of our show today. This is Cindy Sharp. And if you have any questions or if you would like to sign up for my free class, you can come over to sharpeningyourspirit.com, and you know how this ends. It's love, light, and a big kiss. Have a beautiful day. Thank you.